Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, on the internet, in your browser, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, the dial or the knobs or maybe the push buttons, 102.9. Preset it and it's always there. Here for a real estate conversation today, a real good one too, with Ted Cormier-Ledger. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you doing?
Doing fantastic.
Excellent.
How are you on this sunny spring day?
Hey, you know, I was outside and I didn't even have to wear my big winter coat.
See, it's looking up. It's
You
looking
know,
up.
the snow is still here, so it's kind of like an odd mix. Why is it so warm with so much snow around?
It's okay.
It's melting.
It's melting. Yes. Yes. And that other voice, Barbara, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
This is going to be good. So you have just joined to make a new team to do real
Yes.
estate in Franklin.
Yes.
So
Yes.
let's let before we get into that part, just a little bit about each of yourself so we can go ladies first, you know, being
Oh, thank you.
Barbara, for somebody who may not know, who are you? What do you do other than we know real estate, but
So I am a realtor of helping people buy and sell homes throughout Massachusetts and Rhode Island. I've been in the business for over 20 years. And prior to that, I was in client service and marketing for, I know I'm going to make myself sound really
That's
old,
okay.
but
No.
40 plus years. I live in Franklin, and I have been a Franklin resident for 29 years, almost 30. And raised my family, and I love the area and love bringing new people in and showing them our fabulous town.
Yes, it is fabulous. And yeah, we got here over 30 years ago, and we're still here. So, yes, I agree. And Ted, for those who may not know, who's this Ted Cormier-Ledger?
Who is Ted Cormier-Ledger? Well, I'm also a realtor. I've been doing this for about 10 years. Prior to that, was involved in various nonprofits in Boston, the YMCA, the Boy Scouts, doing a lot of grant writing, doing all sorts of stuff. I have my art degree, so sometimes you see me at art-related events, big theater junkie, right? So you'll see me at the Black Box, or you'll see me over at Dean. My family and I are here. We have two boys. They are both now in high school at FHS, so we're in the thick of it, as they say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Me
And
too.
yep.
Yep. I got one there too.
And we've been friends for the entire, 10 years that I'm here in Franklin. So she's actually the reason I get into real estate, which not everybody knows. Sometimes I will, blame her if it's a bad day.
If it goes wrong, it's her fault, right?
And that's actually a really good story.
That is a really great story, Steve, because sometimes Zillow gets a bad name in the real estate industry for, it uses a lot of algorithms, and sometimes people don't like it. Well, we were living in Dedham, and we were doing our home search, and we found a house in Franklin, and beneath the house was this agent, Barbara Scardino. And I reached out and I said, hey, I'd like to come see this house, blah, 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 blah. She showed us that house. That house didn't work out. We ended up seeing several other houses, got to know each other. She helped us sell our Dedham house. She helped us sell an investment property that we had in Stoughton. And she called up one day and said, by the way, there's a house that's literally a rock's throw from where I live, but the pictures online aren't great, but I want you to trust me and come see it anyway.
Ah.
And we looked at it online and we were pretty skeptical. And we said, oh, I don't know if this lady really knows what she's talking about. But we went and we saw it, and she was right. The minute we walked in, we fell in love with the house, with the neighborhood, with the potential that the house had that was really just cosmetic stuff. And we loved the fact that the neighborhood allowed us to walk the kids down to school, was Kennedy at the time. And it was also great to have this wonderful person as a neighbor now and to help introduce us to beautiful Franklin. So that's our story, and our friendship evolved over time. She said to me during that real estate, all those real estate transactions, she said, you know, have you ever thought about doing this as a career? And I said, no. And she said, you'd be really good at it. Like, you've got the personality and attention to detail and design. And, you know, I think you should do it. And you're thinking about getting out of nonprofit work anyway to spend more time with the kids. Like, just think about it. I took my real estate tests. She brought me on to what was then Real Living Real Estate, which was in downtown Franklin. And 10 years later, we've become the best of friends and decided it made sense to join forces and become an official team with our new brokerage, Coldwell Banker. We joined Coldwell Banker back in May, and then we launched the team officially in January 1st.
Yeah, so while that was one of the clarifications I wanted to make too, because I saw the announcements, clearly we had talked, we were going to set this up, but I didn't realize you actually stayed within the broker. You just set up a team. I thought you were truly setting a new organization going, but no, that's not the case.
It's still pretty new, right, for us, and it's a big venture to put a team together, especially with somebody that's been doing it 20 years. Like, the amount of things that needed to be switched over and marketing and everything, but it's all gone really well so far. And
And it made sense because we, since Ted got his real estate license and got fully up to speed, we've been working together and helping each other out consistently over the years. So it was really making it official. A lot of people thought we were already a team. Actually, people thought we were married.
Yes, I mean, we have been out on many appointments where they've been like, oh, your wife's lovely. And I said, well, she is, but she's not my
But our friendship has really helped the cohesiveness of the team. You know, it's really when we go on appointments, people know, you know, they can tell that we really like each other and we are going to work with them together.
There's a lot of advantages when we meet with people to show them that you're getting two for one, right? You're getting, you know, if Barbara can't cover a home inspection, I'll be there. If Ted can't be there for the fire inspection, Barbara can be there. We can tag team the open house. We can help with the contractor appointments and getting the staging done. There's a lot of stuff getting the house ready. So to be able to go into that as a team with our combined list of vendors and contractors and trusted people in the area that we work with, it gives those homeowners a lot of assurance. And plus, being both local and combined over 30 years of experience, that helps put them at ease as well.
Agreed. Yeah, and having bought and sold within the last 2 years as we kind of right-sized, if you will, from a two-story colonial into the Chestnut Ridge condo area now. There was a bit of an ordeal, but yeah, the right-sizing part of it, the downsizing part of it, decluttering the house primarily since we'd been there at the time, like 28 years, you accumulate stuff.
And I will tell you every single time I've gone into a house, whether it's somebody's been in the house for 40 years or 10 years, they always say to me, "Oh, I have so much stuff. I have so much stuff." And we We are so used to that. And that's part of what we do. We're trying to make the process a little bit less stressful for the sellers and obviously for the buyers as well. Whether you've sold a home recently or it's been 30 or 40 years since they've done it, we do it every day.
True.
And it changes. The real estate changes constantly.
Sure.
So we're on top of all of the, everything that changes. And the average homeowner or buyer, as much as the internet is out there to give people information, they're not in it every single day. So having a trusted professional advisor on their side is what people need.
And there's so many things that can happen in a transaction, and we take it in stride. We might cry behind the scenes, but we are laughing and putting a happy face to the client and assuring them that we're going to get through it. And she and I often say that someday we're going to write a book about just all of the adventures that we've gone on, all the people we've met, the stuff we've seen when we go into homes that are just sort of like make you step back and say, oh boy, okay. And then just the different things that happen along the way, the different things you find with a house with land. It's amazing this time of year when the snow thaws and all of a sudden the backyard isn't what you thought. But for a buyer and a seller to just know, okay, my agents are there for me from the pre-stages all the way through to the closing when the keys are exchanged. And then even after, like helping them with tax documents, helping them with referrals for other things where they may land, helping their family members when it's their time. Barbara and I look at this like we're not just establishing clients, we're establishing friendships
Friendships and
and
relationships.
certainly
Relationships,
relationships.
sure.
And we want this to be long term. We want you to think of us as your realtors of choice for
For
as
life.
long as you need us, right?
Realtors for life.
Yeah, realtors
Yep.
for life.
Yeah,
I'll
because
be
I
a
think
realtor for life.
I'm in it for maybe a little bit longer. I don't know about forever, but we'll see.
Hold
Realtors
your
never
options
retire.
open. Yeah, hold your options open. But
Right.
I think certainly the timing, especially given market conditions. I mean, we're in kind of the probably one of the more interesting markets that I've seen, and you can certainly speak more to it. You've seen more markets, but the affordability of housing overall is probably the least period we've been at. But hopefully some of that will change. And I know Ted from some of the side conversations we've talked about, and Robert probably joining with you as well. And it's not necessarily the right or the first thing to do is to buy the house. You need to kind of put together the plan and maybe take some steps towards that first purchase.
Yeah, and it's very important. We tell clients this all the time, besides like let's map out a realistic plan, but you also have to get your pre-approval in order, right? You have to be able to know what's realistic, what's that payment going to be. The sticker shock is the price on the car, which you never see, right? You see what the payment on the car is, right? And real estate is similar. Like we know that the sticker price, purchase price can be overwhelming, but can you make that monthly payment without, hurting your ability to provide for your family? Like is that manageable? And if that is, then let's look at homes within that range. There's no reason to look at homes beyond that because you're not going to get approved for them.
Correct.
And that process is very enlightening for people. Sometimes they come to us and they think, oh, show me the $1.2 million colonials in Franklin, and we would love to, right? But if that's not within your approved amount, then that doesn't make any sense
Doesn't that make
practically.
sense? We don't want them to be disappointed, because if the budget's, $800,000 or $900,000, and they fall in love with a $1.2 million house, they're obviously going to be disappointed. And then everything that they see in their price range isn't going to compare. It's
True.
completely different. So
Yeah.
yeah, preparation for buying definitely starts with getting that pre-approval and working with a trusted mortgage advisor as well. That we like to put together an entire team of professionals that we work with and we recommend. But on the other side, with sellers, there's also a great deal of preparation that
Yes.
is involved. And it's not necessarily just getting the house ready, and it's
Staged.
not necessarily people calling us, in February and getting it on the market in April. Sometimes that preparation starts years and years before.
Right.
I have lots of people that I work with that call me and say, "We want you to come and look at our house and let not necessarily let us know what the house is worth right now, but what do we need to do to get the re the house ready and prepare for when it is time for us to sell."
True.
And sometimes they're calling me and they're telling me, "Okay, we're gonna put the house on the market when our kids are out of high school," and their kids are in elementary school. And I say, "Okay, let's make a plan."
Got a
And
little time. Yes, yes.
but we've done that, and then they've called me 10 years later, and they've shown me, "Okay, we did the roof when you told us to do the roof, and we did this when you told us to do
Oh,
it."
good.
And I said, "Okay, you're ready."
Yep.
And then we get it on the market. So, preparation, there's a lot of different levels of preparation, and we're here to help with that.
And certainly, I think right now we're seeing the harder part for sellers is where are they going, right?
Yes.
Like you.
So Absolutely.
we have the conversation often of yes, we will absolutely help you sell your home, but let's find out where you're landing first. Like if at all possible, whether we need to talk to the lending people about a bridge loan or maybe you have some savings, but like let's get you into that whatever the next thing is, whether you're downsizing to a smaller house or a condo or
Or
senior
they're
living or they're
renting,
going
they
to
could
rent,
rent,
right? Or they're going to go to a different state entirely and
or they could,
we'll have to call them.
sometimes they have a vacation home,
Or a family member they're going to live
or they
with.
live with a family member. And sometimes that's the plan moving forward forever, and sometimes it's a short-term plan. But
Because what we are seeing in the market is the houses that have that line, seller needs to find suitable housing. Sometimes that's scary to a buyer because that can be indefinite, right? Like, what does that mean exactly? Is that, a month, 2 months, 6 months? How long do we need to extend? Am I going to lose out on my locked rate with my pre-approval and my mortgage? Like, there's so many factors to that, right? So we try to avoid scenarios where that's the case. And we can line things up so that there's not a huge gap sometimes too, and then you're not paying to move things more than once and all that kind of stuff. But that's why, to the earlier point, you have to have a plan and you have to
And
talk to us.
oftentimes it's even just communicating with the other agent that's involved, the co-broke, and finding out, okay, what is the seller's plan? It's subject to suitable housing, finding suitable housing, but have they moved, do they know where they're going? Communicating and having the relationships with the other realtors in the area is also extremely important. Oftentimes, I actually have one client that I'm working with right now that if they were to buy a house that was subject to the seller finding suitable housing, it would work out great for them because they don't have to move right away. So, but it's all about just doing that investigative work and finding out exactly how we're gonna fit all those pieces together.
Agreed. So make the call, reach out, talk to Ted or Barbara, start the planning process, because in that planning process, there'll be contingencies and/or plan B, plan C built into those along the way.
And it's interesting, Steve, because we went on a an appointment a couple of days ago with a gentleman that's helping a family member sell a home. And his perception of the house was that, okay, it needs a ton of work, it's dated, it you know the it, it's a, I'm gonna be here, forever and ever cleaning. And we went in and we're like, you know what? It's really not that bad, right? You gotta do a few things. You gotta, certainly do some cleaning and box some personal things up, and we can help with the staging and getting it ready. But he went from, I would say, like a stress level of 10 down to probably like a 3 or 4, just from walking through it with us and being assured from us of like, you know what, we got this and we're going to help you every step of the way, but let's just focus room by room and get this done. And no, you don't need to put a new kitchen in, and no, you don't need to put a new bathroom in, and it just needs to be clean and everything's in good working order. And the most important thing, obviously, that we deal with is it's got to be priced correctly, right? You got to have agents that know the market and know the conditions and can give you the right range that's going to get you the greatest visibility for your house and get the most people in the door at when, come time for that open house. You want it to be nice and busy, right? And Barbara made the earlier point of, we really pride ourselves on relationships and getting to know agents in the area from other brokerages throughout Massachusetts, throughout Franklin and Rhode Island, making sure they know our reputation and that when you do a deal with us, you're going to get professional, friendly, courteous people who take this seriously. And it's not just like some fly-by-night thing. And we get agents that call us all the time and say, what do you guys got coming on? I'd love to do another deal with you. I saw on Facebook that you posted something. Tell me more about it. I'd love to bring clients. So that's what this is all about, like just being there to help each other.
Sounds good. Anything else you want to let the potential clients? Because you want all of them. No, the other than call and we'll help you.
I mean, I think it's important for people listening and watching to know the market in Franklin is still strong. We are still in what's called a seller's market, so things are more favorable on the sell side. But that's not to say that there aren't opportunities for buyers at multiple price points. And Steve, you and I had the conversation that sometimes, we have to be realistic with clients, especially buyers, and say, you might not be ready for this house, but you're ready for this house. And sometimes real estate is a stepping stone
Like a
game.
stepping stone.
And, like if you can get into this townhouse and stay here 5 years and build some equity, you can move to the single family. And then maybe even 5 years, 10 years down the road from there, you go into the colonial, but you're building this over time. Instead of, I'm 25 and I'm newly married with a baby and I'm gonna make the jump to the big
Into my
colonial.
forever.
That doesn't, it does happen for some, but it
It
doesn't
may,
happen for everyone, right?
but it's really that financial piece that's the key, and some people may not be in that financial wherewithal just yet.
Well, and it's also, buying a home is it can be overwhelming, right? And a young family, who's both parents are working, both people are working, there's children, whatever. They don't have time to take care of a big, huge house.
Sure.
And I mean, I've oftentimes brought people to properties and that are in their price range. And they're like, oh, this house is too big for us. It's too much for us.
Yep.
So it's also figuring out what that person's lifestyle is and how they want, whether it's somebody who's right sizing or downsizing from a
Right.
big house that they want to change their lifestyle and move to a condominium or a townhouse, or if it's, full-time working couple that doesn't have time to do anything
Yeah.
and, they just want to get into the market somehow. So what Ted said is absolutely correct. It doesn't always have to be their forever home, but we have to recognize what type of lifestyle they want after they buy or they sell.
And I would say to the it's important for buyers out there to not just fall in love with the house, but take a look at the neighborhood. Take a look at the nearby amenities, like are outdoor trails and access to swimming important to you, or is walkability to a school important to you, or is having the church or synagogue within a mile important to you? Like, is your elderly mom going to be living with you and you want to make sure that there's a great senior center nearby? Like, these are things that have to be talked about beyond the home that you want to buy. We tell people all the time, like, okay, go drive by the house that you want to go to the open house in advance. Right? The open house is Saturday. Go take a drive by, see the neighborhood, see how far it is from the highway, how far it is from the supermarket, those things that are important, the coffee shop, whatever. And that's, I think, really helpful so that you're not just going to the open house and falling in love and then saying to us, eh, I don't really love this part of town, or it doesn't really work for me.
And the way we get this information from our buyers and from our sellers is when we have an initial meeting with them, it's not just them interviewing us to work with us. We're interviewing them to find out exactly what it is that they want, so and what they need, so we can best serve them.
Definitely. It does take that two-way street, two-way conversation, to kind of narrow and refine that search and options, within that, because it may be the stepping stone for a process. It may be something that, this is going to be the forever home. Who knows? It depends upon the circumstances.
I'm going to touch on one other thing that is a great benefit for our team. We just like when we work with other agents and we're always letting people know what we have coming on the market so that we can help their clients. We do the same thing between the two of us. So I'm just going to give the example of the transaction that we're working on right now. A few months ago, Ted was telling me about a property in Franklin that he was going to be putting on the market, and he wanted me to come by and look at it and help him with the staging and figuring out how we were going to effectively market it. And we walked in, I walked around. There was a ton of snow, right? But I was walking around and I'm looking at this house and I said, "You know what? I think I have a buyer for this house." And it was somebody that I haven't been working with. I started working with them about a year ago, and they decided that they were going to hold off, and they weren't quite ready to enter the buying market at that point. So I texted them from the house. I said, "I know you guys aren't quite ready, But I'm in a house right now that's not on the market yet, and I think you will like it. And they both texted back immediately and said, we were just saying that we needed to call you because we want to get back into it. And that house is closing in 2 days.
Yeah, this week.
Wow.
This week.
And
So
it never came on the market.
sometimes it works. You have to have, buyers and sellers that can, obviously agree on everything, but
Sure. Yeah.
sometimes it just all works out. And anyone in real estate knows when it's January and there's snow on the ground, it's not the optimal time to be trying to put a house in the market, right? So
Right.
sometimes it just works out, but that does take great communication and being willing to be very honest about, okay, well, here's where things are and here's where we need to be. And it just kind of all worked out, which is
Yeah.
nice. And we're
Well, I think
super.
it reinforces the point that having had that prior contact, knowing what they wanted, and then seeing the opportunity, even though it was kind of resting, the stars aligned, right?
Yeah, we don't forget about our people.
Right. No,
Right.
you have to have them in mind when you're out and about at everything.
And
Right.
even if it's 10 years later and they call and they say, okay, now we're ready to put our house on the market. Definitely.
So our just as we wrap up, our website is btfinehomes.com.
Yes.
If people want to check that out and learn more about us or scroll through listings or see what Coldwell Banker offers as a brokerage, or just reach out to us and maybe say, hey, can we grab coffee? Let me pick your brains. We're
And
happy to do that.
they could subscribe to our
Yes. New
monthly newsletter.
subscribe to our
Our
newsletter, and
newsletter.
which the month of March features Barbara giving a great Tuscan soup recipe.
There's
And
real estate stuff in
there's
it
real estate in there too,
too.
and there's a fun link to Into the Woods coming up at the Franklin Performing Arts Center, and we're all about trying to support what's going on in the community. And
Sure.
it's a fun newsletter that will hopefully give you a little bit more than just housing stats. But
Sure. That sounds
thank
good.
you, for the opportunity to chat about our team, Steve, and for all you do for the people of Franklin. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, thank
Thank
you
you
for
so
taking the
much.
time. Because Chloe, I learned something in terms of specifically how you were setting up. You're a team within Coldwell Banker. You didn't just go off on your own. That's all well and good. It
Well,
makes
let us just touch on that a little bit. Coldwell Banker has the most incredible marketing platform, and that's one of the reasons why we even joined Coldwell Banker. So,
Okay.
just the amount, the level of marketing and what we can provide for our clients is so far superior than anything else I've ever seen.
Okay.
So it would not be in our best interest to go out on our
No.
own. We're kind of it's important that we're able to take advantage of everything that the brokerage has to offer us.
Oh,
Yeah.
sure.
Print materials to the website
Even
to all the
and all
technology.
the technology, and we have an incredible support staff, transaction coordinators, everything to help us actually be able to go out and be with our clients instead of being bogged down
And
with the minutiae.
there's power behind the brand recognition of a company like Coldwell that's been around for over 100 years, right? It's a trust.
Clint.
So,
So you're comfortable being the team within the team support and
that's
going
right.
forward that way. Absolutely.
We have
That's
our own
good.
office. We're
Yeah,
sitting in our office right
what's sitting in our office with our door shut and our plants and our
Looking at
photos and
the
it's all good.
All good.
But again, Steve, thank you. And thank you to your listeners out there. And let us know if there's some way we can help you buy or sell a home in the area, whether it's now or a year from now. We're here to help.
Indeed. And we'll include those links and contact info in the show notes so you don't have to scramble to the
Okay.
listeners. And listeners, thank you for listening. Certainly feel free to reach out to Barbara and Ted. We'll include the info as we said. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.